Welcome to Legacy Game Changer. I'm your host, Annetta Rogers, accountant, tax preparer, certified money coach, insurance agent, and travel agent. Today, my guest is H. Cortez, and I will be talking about how you can receive a financial makeover. H. Cortez is a husband, a number one fatherpreneur, author of Monetize Your Life. You can hear him on the Cortez Hustle podcast. And most of all, he is one of my favorite mentors. Welcome, Cortez.
Thank you so much for having me, Zanetta. I am super excited to always come hang out with you.
Great. Did I leave anything out? Is there anything else I need to say? Because I know you have a lot of stuff that you're doing.
No, I think that's good enough. That's good enough.
Okay. So let's talk to my audience about the 4-3-2-1 financial makeover.
Absolutely. From my perspective, and you probably were taught the same thing coming up, is whenever you want to solve a problem, the first thing you have to do is get to the root cause of that problem. And that's exactly what our financial makeover does, is it helps people to see what are the root causes of most financial struggles in America. And there are four of them. And then we actually provide three awesome solutions to overcome those four problems. And when you overcome those problems, you will not have an issue hitting your two primary objectives. And there is one company that we decided to partner with, and we found that they were doing an excellent job of bringing all of those things together and helping Americans all across this country get their finances in order. And it truly is a complete financial makeover.
Okay, great. So we're going to start with the first one. The first one is inflation. We call that the solid income killer. Can you explain that?
Absolutely. So when we talk about those four challenges, inflation, based on how our economy is set up and that we use what's called a fiat currency as our means of exchange, then every fiat currency in history has always gone back to its natural value, which it's paper, right? So it doesn't have value other than what we give it. So that's a long-winded answer to say that the value of your dollar is going down every day. Every day, the dollar buys less and less. And if you don't have a solution to grow your money faster than the rate of inflation, then it's going to be a challenge for you. And I remember, Zanetta, before I was able to become a full-time entrepreneur, the last raise I got on my job was 1.75%. Now, some people said, Cortez, you ought to be happy because some people didn't get a raise at all. And I'm thinking to myself, I didn't get one either. Not when you look at the fact that 1.75% was probably about a third of what inflation was that year. So I really didn't get a raise either. So when you look at it like that, you have to figure out, okay, if my dollar is buying less and less every year, eventually I'm going backwards financially unless I can figure out how to get my money to grow faster than the rate of inflation.
That's great. So the next one is taxes, what we call this chainsaw massacre.
Yes, yes. And this is one that most people don't have a clear understanding about how it works. There's two tax codes in America. There's a tax code for employees, and there's a tax code for business owners. And here's the strange thing, Zanetta. Everybody in this country was born a business owner, right? Your Social Security number is also an EIN. That means you have the ability to do business. But when you choose not to, the penalty you pay in this country for not doing business is high taxes. And if we look at it, the average person will lose about 40% of their income to taxes, right? You're going to lose about 20 to 25% to the federal, for federal taxes. You're going to lose another, 7 to 9% to state. And if you live in a big city like St. Louis, New York, they also have a local tax, another 2 to 3%. And then you will have lose another 7 to 9% in sales tax on everything you buy. When you add all of that up, that's 35 to 40% of your income. And we don't see it, so we don't realize how to account for it. But my wife used to wreck her brains, Annetta, She would add up all of the money that comes into the house. She would add up all the monthly bills, and she would say to herself, man, we should be making it. We should be all right. We have way more coming in than our monthly bills. But when she account for taxes, then she see we were barely breaking even, and that's why I had to get serious about this entrepreneurship thing, because it allows you to legally, ethically, and morally lower your biggest tax bill, your biggest bill in your house, which is taxes.
Yeah, I know as a tax preparer in the state of Maryland, most employees only take out the state taxes, but we have a local tax. And a lot of people end up owing Maryland taxes and they don't understand why. And I'm like, okay, because we have to, you know, the state and the local tax that no
yeah.
one's told you about. So,
wow.
The next one is debt, the family curse. And I know a lot of people that's caught up in debt all the time. And it's because
because they don't realize that because the dollar buys less and less, they lost 40% of their income to Uncle Sam. Now you're put in a position where your back is against the wall, and it seems like you don't have a choice but to borrow in order to make it. And that's by design. Zanetta, again, if you look at it like punishment, right? And I, for lack of a better word, that's basically what it is. America was built for business people, by business people, to benefit business people. And if you're not an entrepreneur contributing to the gross domestic product of the country, then your punishment is high taxes. And when you lose 40% of your income, then it makes sense that you borrow money. And most people will do that by way of credit cards, by way of personal loans. And of course, because we don't understand delayed gratification, then we will also, instead of saving money to make our big ticket purchases like our cars and our homes, we'll finance those things as well. So you got 40% of your income going to Uncle Sam in taxes, and another 20 to 30% of your income goes to the banks in interest on all the money that you borrowed. And that's why it's tough for us to build generational wealth.
Yeah, I know the big trap is when I went to college, the first thing they did was give me a credit card. I didn't even have the income, but they gave me a credit card, so I started using it. So now I'm in debt with student loans and a credit card.
Right. Yeah, I remember being on campus and the guy asked me straight up. He said, "You have a job?" I said, "No." He said, "Well, your mom sends you money from time to time." I said, "Yeah, when she can." He said, "That's income. We'll put that down as income and we can get you qualified." And he got me qualified for a credit card based on the fact that my mom may or may not send me money from time to time.
I know, it's amazing. I mean, and we're wondering why we're stuck in this trap, and it's already been put out there from day one. Yeah.
That's right.
So our next big trap is the big business, the money trap.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's another huge one. And while I will never allow people to skirt away with not taking personal responsibility, but it's a trap for a reason, because after I worked 40 hours, 60 hours, 80 hours, Zanetta, and then I come back and I look at my paycheck and it's 40% lighter, I pay all my bills, including my debts, I don't have anything left over, I feel bad that I've put in all of that work and I can't enjoy any of the money. So when I go to the store, then sometimes the only way to make me feel like I've actually put in that work is if I can buy myself something even when I technically cannot afford it. And it's almost unfair that business owners, especially big business, spend billions of dollars to understand the psychology of working people. And they know exactly how to place the things on the shelves. They know what colors to paint the walls. They know what music to play. They know the sounds and the scents and everything to get you to part with your money. And I would like to say that, hey, if I had billions of dollars to research on how not to give you my money, I would probably do a better job too.
Yeah, how to tell them about all the holidays that they put out there for us to buy stuff.
Yeah, man, it's again, you're in cahoots. The big business and the government is in cahoots, right? A lot of people don't believe me when I say this, but how does the holiday get on the calendar and it becomes official? The government has to approve, right? But most of these holidays were made up by entrepreneurs and business owners to get you to spend. So when you think about, we just left Valentine's Day, and before the chocolate melted, the store shelf had already turned green because of St. Patrick's Day is coming up. And before St. Patrick's Day hit, the stores are going to change to the pastel colors because Easter. And then the flowers are going to show up for Mother's Day and Memorial Day. And then you got Father's Day. Kids are going back, 4th of July, kids are going back to school. Then you got Labor Day. Then you got Thanksgiving. It's something every single month because it's called a stimulus, right? So we remember when President Obama first got into office, one of the things he did was he signed a stimulus package. Money went out to everybody, and so we could stimulate the economy. These stimulus checks that are going out now so that we can stimulate the economy. Well, even before that, there's a reason, Zanetta, that everybody gets paid on Friday, because that's a weekly stimulus, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Then you have a holiday every month. That's a monthly stimulus. Then you have a major holiday every quarter. That's a quarterly stimulus. Then you have a semi-annual holiday that's even bigger than the quarterly holiday, and that's a biannual stimulus. And then you got the mother of them all, the whole six-week Christmas holiday that starts with Thanksgiving and rolls all the way through Christmas. So we have stimulus every single week, every single month, every quarter, every 6 months, and every year. And that's how it's set up. And we as consumers and generational wealth builders, we've got to understand that that's how the game is being played. And we got to take drastic action to understand what they're doing to us, stop the bleeding there, but then also learn what we could do strategically to put money back in our pocket so we can start growing our own wealth.
Great. We need to take a short commercial break, and we'll be right back with the three solutions.
This is Donetta D. Morris. I am so excited, and I welcome you to my new podcast, Rest Leads to Revenue. This will be an outstanding podcast for entrepreneurs and business owners. This podcast is an extension of my book, 21 Days to Improve Your Sleep Hygiene and Lose Weight. This podcast will educate, enlighten, and encourage you to take charge of your sleep with respect as an entrepreneur and business owner, gain energy you need to take the business to the next level. I welcome you to tune into my podcast every Friday. You won't regret it.
Hello, this is Zanetta Rogers. Join me on Wednesday at 5 p.m. for my new podcast, Legacy Game Changers. Every Wednesday at 5 p.m., join me and we'll talk about finance, education, and wealth building for you and your family to leave a legacy for your loved ones. Once again, that's Legacy Game Changers, Wednesday at 5 p.m. We're back. Now, Cortez, can we talk about the three solutions, starting off with a home-based business and why?
Absolutely. We wouldn't come here and talk doom and gloom without offering some actual solutions. When we talk about those four challenges, believe it or not, a home-based business helps you solve all four of them at the same time. And here's why. Challenge number one was inflation, right? Well, I need a way to grow my money faster than the rate of inflation. When you are in a business enterprise, you have unlimited income capacity, so I can grow my income faster than the rate of inflation. Then we looked at taxes. Well, a home-based business allows me to fight taxes in two ways. The first way is it allows me to adjust my tax withholding certificate, And that's the form that people filled out to tell their employer how much to withhold from their paycheck for taxes. We see people get anywhere from $300 to $600 per month back into their paycheck with that strategy alone. The second way it allows us to attack taxes is by tax deductions and write-offs. See, when I'm a home-based business owner, I'm sitting in my office slash studio right now, and because I run my business from home, a portion of my rent every month is a tax write-off. Because I use my cell phone primarily for business, 85% of my cell phone bill is a tax write-off. 85% of my internet bill is a tax write-off. My utilities, the miles I put on my car, so that lets me attack taxes in another way because I own a business, right? So we've already handled inflation because my money can grow faster than the rate of inflation. I get to beat up Uncle Sam in two different ways, so now I'm killing taxes. Well, guess what? How does it help you with debt? Well, if you adjusted your tax withholding certificate and you got an extra $400 a month back into your check, let's look at some things that you can do with that. Well, number one, you can use some of it to start building you an emergency fund if you don't have one. You can use some of it to start investing if you don't already have an investment fund going. And life insurance is a great investment, right? And then number three, you could use it to pay down some debt, starting with your high revolving credit card debt. And why do we start there? Because you get double bang for your buck. Not only are you relieving the stress of being buried in debt, but when you pay down your high revolving credit card debt, your credit score also goes up. So, bam, we started a home-based business, Annetta, and we have the ability to create an income that we own and control that can grow faster than the rate of inflation. We're kicking Uncle Sam upside the head in two different ways. We're paying down our debts and boosting our credit score at the same time. And of course, when you start making money in your business, then that just brings another revenue stream into your household that you could use to start investing and building generational wealth. So I'm a huge proponent of the home-based business because everybody has a gift, talent, or special ability that they could leverage to start a business today.
Great. Now, what about the virtual solution?
Well, virtual solutions are critically important during this time of social distancing and COVID and things of that nature. So like this podcast, I'm in St. Louis, you're in Maryland, and we are able to get the podcast out to the people, right?
Yeah.
We're doing this virtually. Well, the same thing happens with other platforms like Zoom, like Facebook, like YouTube. We could use those platforms, and instead of them making money off us, we can make money off them for a change by marketing and promoting our home-based business on these platforms and exposing the world to the wonderful products and services that we have to offer. It allows us to stay safe by keeping social distancing, but it still allows us to be effective. And one would say even more so because I can reach way more people on social media, way more people with virtual solutions than I can in my own local town. So virtual solutions are amazing if you take the time to learn how to leverage them.
Great. Now, what about, we have financial makeover experts. Can you tell them about it? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that is probably the best thing about our financial makeover, because while I love Dave Ramsey, I love Susie Orman, I love Dr. Boyce Watkins, Dr. Dennis Kimbrough, Robert and Kim Kiyosaki, they are all bringing financial literacy to the masses. And anybody doing God's work is a friend of mine. But here's what none of them provide. None of them provide professionals to help you execute. And that's the difference. We have professional tax strategists that will make sure that you're compliant with the IRS and legally, ethically, and morally getting your taxes down. We have credit experts that will help you clean up any negative or untrue information on your credit report to get your credit scores going up. We have experts that will help you with your generational wealth planning and your investing. We've got experts that will help you with your debt elimination. And we even got a team of expert negotiators that will talk to your power provider, for instance, your cell phone provider, your internet provider, your utilities provider, and negotiate your bills down. So it's one thing to have the information, Zanetta. It's another thing to have a team of professionals helping you execute the game plan. It's kind of like the difference between going to a gym and working out yourself and going to the gym and hiring the best personal trainer available to make sure you're accountable to doing the things that you need to do to hit your fitness goals. Well, we do the same thing with our experts to help you hit your financial fitness goals.
Yeah, I just found out there was something on my credit report that that my mortgage company says that my house is in foreclosure. It's never been in foreclosure. So I sent my information over to Credit Max, and they're working on it for me. As opposed to me trying to call people and find out why this is on my report, I got somebody, the experts, do it for me. So I don't have to worry about it.
Yeah, and these guys got over 20-plus years experience in fighting these sorts of issues. In fact, they're the only company that stood toe-to-toe with the government for compliance. A class action lawsuit was filed. They stood their ground and said, no, we're compliant. We do everything by the book, and they actually won. So this is how serious these guys are, very professional, and they're very swift with how they respond and how they perform with helping get your credit right.
Yeah, great. So we're going to go on to the two objectives.
Yeah, and they're very basic, and everybody knows this. You're trying to make sure that you have an income today, right now, right, so you can eat. This is why you get up and go to work, or you work a business, so that you can bring money to the table so you can take care of your right now needs: food, clothing, shelter, safety, and security. Everybody needs those five things, and that's why you're going to work, to meet those five things. But there's also another objective that we also have to meet, and that's those five things in the future, right? So the day will come, Zanetta, where you either don't want to work, you're no longer wanted by an employer to work, or you're physically incapable of working. But guess what? You still need food, clothes, shelter, safety, and security. So that means you need an income in your future. So what we like to say is, if you execute our three solutions, you're going to be able to leverage your labor today to take care of your right now needs, but you're also going to be able to build a retirement portfolio, or in other words, your investment will take care of your future needs. The company that provides this financial makeover with the home-based business opportunity, with the ability to leverage virtual solutions via their training and the financial experts, is called MWR Financial. And the MWR stands for Make Wealth Real, because that's the mission. We want to bring Wall Street to Main Street and give everybody the ability to have a team of certified financial professionals to help you build your wealth. See, if we look around at anybody who's got any financial success going on in their lives, they've got a team of professionals, Zanetta. They're not trying to manage their money themselves. They're not trying to get their taxes right. No, they are hiring the best people that money can afford. But MWR Financial has now made it affordable for the average working person to also hire the best financial professionals to help you with your financial makeover.
Now, Cortez, what makes you join MWR Financial? Because I know you have other businesses, and what did you see in MWR Financial that made you join?
Well, MWR Financial provides a done-for-you solution. As a financial educator, I was already helping people with the information that they need to do it themselves. But what I found, Zanetta, is that there were tons of people that I was just not able to serve because either they did not want to do it themselves, or they didn't have the time to do it themselves, even if they wanted to, but they still needed this financial makeover. So I looked at three things really closely when I looked at MWR Financial. Number one, I looked at the done-for-you solution. I was like, this fits, because I'm missing 70% of my population, and that's my mission, to empower people economically. But if they don't have the time or the will to do it themselves, I'm not reaching that demographic. The second thing I always look at when I decide to partner with anybody is leadership, right? I was already being coached and mentored by the legendary Brian Beam, and then he introduced us to the founder and creator of MWR Financial, Mr. Brian House. And after spending some time with, after Brian Beam spent some time with Brian House, he was able to bring us the information that says, hey, not only is the company legit, but the leadership is legit, and they are building this company for the right reason, and that is to empower the people. So I looked at the done-for-you solution, I looked at the leadership, and then I looked at the compensation plan, right? Is there a way for me to hit my financial goals in business based on how the compensation plan is structured? And when I took a look at the compensation plan, Zanetta, I saw a way that I could get to my financial goals a lot faster by marketing the services of MWR Financial. And that's what made me say yes, and I've been satisfied ever since.
Great. Well, thank you so much, H. Cortez. I love having you on my podcast. Please provide your information to my audience.
Absolutely. So if anybody wants to connect with me, I'm at Financial Health Mentor across all social media platforms. That's the best way to get a hold of me. Facebook primarily, but Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn. You search Financial Health Mentor, I'm there. But thank you so much, Zanetta, for allowing me to come on and share this. Lots of people are struggling financially and they're looking for solutions. And I would say look no further than what Ms. Zanetta has going on with this podcast and MWR Financial, because it is the truth and you will not be satisfied. So find out how you can partner with Zanetta and your favorite MWR Financial rep and really get this financial makeover underway.
Thank you again. Thanks for joining me at Legacy Game Changer. It's my dream to help over 100 families leave a legacy for their loved ones. You can contact me at legacygamechangers@gmail.com or text me at 443-906-3882. Have a blessed day.